bring in a man who always has in his hip pocket a list of candidates in case somebody leaves one of his broadcast crews. Exactly. Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores.
List of sideline reporters right here, just in case.
Joe, and speaking to that point, when Bobby Johnson was a possibility at Duke, I know David Williams said, listen, if it happens, I've got some guys that I'm going to call. I mean, there are some people that I have in mind. And you have to do that. I mean, you have to be ahead of the curve in these situations.
Oh, you can't be blindsided by that. You always, I think, have to be prepared. And every, you know, athletic director that I've ever talked to, and David Williams included, is I think kind of has in their mind that list of two or three in each of those big sports that they're going to go after if the situation presents itself. You have to be prepared. If not, you know, you snooze and you lose. If you spend time, you know, especially in a time when the coaching carousel is going full speed and you've got seven or eight openings at the same time, you're campaigning against other universities for maybe the same people. So you've got to be ready to go at a moment's notice.
The Commodore basketball team, Joe, ranked number 17 in both polls this week. And again, it's good to see Kevin Stallings' team kind of getting that recognition after always being picked to finish in the bottom half of the SEC East.
I tell you what, it was interesting. After that game in Chicago last Wednesday, it was funny to hear, you know, and think about how it was going to be a lot easier to get through this 10-day stretch between games with a win than it would have been if they'd have lost. And so now to get that ranking up into the top 20, where you can now call yourself a top 20 team, at least for the moment, it certainly does you a lot of good. We were talking a little bit about what it does and the impact it has. And really what it does is it just gets your team mentioned every time you have a highlights package on television or, you know, on ESPN or whatever. You're going to be in those. You're going to be in the little crawls at the bottom of the screen all the time. So it kind of gets your university's name out there on a regular basis when you're ranked. But other than that, this early in the season, it doesn't really mean a whole lot. And I thought it was really interesting what Kevin did when they were first ranked. When they first received their national ranking, he went to the rankings from a year ago, looked at that list, and found nine teams in the top 25 that didn't make the NCAA tournament. And so he immediately told the team, guys, it's nice, but being there in March is what counts. And he made that point very quickly.
Joe, I thought it was interesting, your sidekick, Tim Thompson, comparing freshman Keegan Bell to former Door Phil Cox, a master passer and shooter from back in the early 1980s. That was interesting to me.
That's pretty high praise because I think most people, when they think about Phil, they just think about the shooting. They don't remember how good a ball handler he was. And Keegan, I think the other thing that Keegan has that Phil Cox had, too, is no fear. You know, you could tell in that game, in the middle of that game, playing at a time when Vanderbilt was down, playing on the road, Keegan was not intimidated at all. And, you know, any guy that delivers 12 points, 8 rebounds, or 8 assists, no turnovers on the road in that situation, you know, that's a pretty special performance. And he just seems to be that kind of guy. He likes being in those situations. He likes to look for other people, and he can handle it. And now he's proven the ability to shoot the basketball.
This really caught my eye. I looked on Mel Kiper's draft list of top seniors. Chris Williams, the Commodore's offensive tackle, number 11 overall on Kiper's draft board. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he really kind of climbed his way up the board during the course of the year, and I had seen him on a number of different draft boards being up as high as number 6. It'll be curious to see. As you said, he's on the list of seniors, but so many people know that the underclassmen tend to fill up the top part of the draft, so it'll be curious to see where he goes. But I think he's a very, very highly touted pick at a left tackle spot.
Joe, thank you very much. We'll visit with you again tomorrow morning.
See you guys tomorrow.